Do you hear the dogs, or you hear us, or what?
Little bit of everything, but I'm also a gentleman, so I hear nothing.
Yeah.
Bam. Well, that's
Yeah.
perfect.
Get it. Oh. Anyway, she's all
So,
right. She's laying in bed now. See?
well, that's good. That's good. Trying to look into setting up the old YouTube channel side so we can upload this stuff, which is pretty cool. This is actually a really easy platform to use. I dig it.
Yeah, it is really easy.
So what how many books are you working on right now?
I'm working on the three. Yeah, I'm
Just the
working on the
three.
three.
I suppose we'd have to avoid using exact titles.
Oh yeah, two of them are gonna be about 2 hours long each, and then one of them is gonna be about 4 hours long.
You know, I feel like there's
Or
like,
five, maybe 5 hours.
they say 5 hours and they say 2 hours, but I feel like it doesn't really encompass the actual amount of time you put into production.
Well, I've already added that in.
Oh, really?
Because on theirs it says 1 hour 0.4.
Oh.
Yeah.
Add another 25% for production.
Yeah.
It's no joke. It's no joke. On this last one, well, I mean, it's funny that you hit me up the other day on Facebook and you're like, oh my gosh, you actually put music in the intros to yours. That's like, yeah, but
Do that much work
takes a minute.
unless they're paying me. What do you use to make that, like cakewalk, or like how are you?
I do a little bit
FL
of
Studios.
nah, so. I don't want to go anything over the top for this particular PC I've got. So I'm using a combination of Traction, Reaper, and Audacity just because it's so
Well,
funny.
Audacity is a classic.
It is. And it's
Yeah.
so good. It's like so simple. No bullshit.
It's like Windows 98, man. You get on it, you just know how it's gonna work.
It just happens. And it's
It's
beautiful.
definitely not Vista, dude. Screw Vista.
No, fucking this.
Same with Windows 8, man. They didn't even come out with a Windows 9, it just went straight to Windows 10.
They're like, let's put eight behind us, guys.
Yeah, and nine, just don't even worry about it. That never happened, right?
I feel like the only reason I'm really putting like music at the beginning is just because of like I think about like the audiobooks that I listen to. And the stuff that I, and so I like try to emulate the stuff that I think is cool.
Oh yeah, no, I mean, there's no doubt it's extremely cool. But I don't really, yeah, I don't know how to read or listen, so I don't know what a cool audiobook would sound like. It's
There's these
crazy.
ones by this author called Joe Abercrombie. Called the Blade itself. It's the first Law series. There's like, I don't know. There's got to be at least 11 or 12 of these books, and I go ham on them. I've listened to them probably like 12 times a piece, and I still keep listening to them because they're that good.
Yeah, the only way I could do that is listening to them, because I run out of fingers counting to 12, you know? I only have 10 fingers. I have a
I
few
feel
more toes, though.
I kind of. I barely have a couple extra. That was missing out. I'm
Working
surprised I got
down
all
at
my
the old
fingers.
factory. Working down at the old factory here,
Just trying to make enough to feed my four sons. I feel like this is kind of one of the things that I hated about being an author is that, like, you write a book and you just kind of assume that people will want to read. And then, like, nobody has time for that shit.
Yeah, but I will go ahead and go out on a whim that your books are better than any of the books that I've read and recorded, or recorded and read, or whatever. I've heard it both ways.
You know, I mean, I'm still trying to set up the author version of Audible. so I can hire, because I still want to make Soy Slope to the Serial Killer into an audiobook. I think
it'd be awesome. Do it.
But it's like,
I'll maybe listen to it.
I'll come crawling to your door with a free code for it and say, please listen to this. No, it's just, I just feel like the audiobook side is pretty cool because it bridges that gap. People are driving in their cars, you know.
100%, yeah. Like, you're driving in your car, cleaning, whatever, you know, whatever you need, something like to distract your mind, kind of, while you're doing those mundane tasks.
You road trip as much these days, or?
Like I said earlier, I haven't had a driver's license since 2018, man.
I mean, you got homies with cars and shit, you never know.
I don't have any friends. I got my dog, that's about it.
Sounds like you're in your 30s to me.
Yeah, I know, right?
This is my one friend, and this is my best friend. I will kill audiobooks when I'm driving, like, driving, road tripping, going down to, like southern Utah in particular, hitting up those canyon runs.
Well, when I had my 95 Bronco. Yeah, I had a 95 Bronco. Yeah. Let's give that a moment to settle. And it was an Eddie Bauer series. So it was all leather and stuff inside.
Pimping.
Yeah, I loved it, but I would take it up like 5 mile pass and stuff here by Eagle Mountain. Like 5 mile pass, like they've got a bunch of YouTube videos and stuff of like Wranglers and Jeeps and stuff going up there. But the Fords are always the best.
Well, without getting too personal, I'm devoid of my vehicle at the moment, working on getting it back from somebody who's got it, but she doesn't feel like giving it back, so the struggle's real. I feel it.
Yeah, I mean, mine's two wheeled and it's man powered. It's got a one man power, you know, rating,
not analog.
Not even horsepower. but my legs are really strong. I just it's got just barely bought a really awesome camera off of Temu to put on.
Shit.
To put on my bicycle, so when I get hit by a car, because it's inevitable. Those drivers are crazy. It says it's 4K, man, but it's definitely not 4K.
Chinese 4K.
Yeah, which is like 720 for us.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I was about to say some really racist stuff, but then I stopped myself.
That's probably a good move. China will come after you. Xi Jinping will catch you.
Cheech and Chong? What? Oh, man. Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, bro. So, royalties versus per finished hour. Per finished hour is probably the way to go.
Oh, well. Yeah, out of those two, yeah. Definitely.
I mean, is it paid up front?
I don't know. I don't know yet. I don't know yet. I'm not that good at it. I'm not that good yet.
I'm hoping to catch. I think what you said the other day was probably spot on with it being like royalty share plus is probably the best way to go if you're doing audiobooks.
Yeah, because then not only do you get paid up front as well as like royalties, but also like the authors. Very motivated to sell that book because they also like need to get their money back.
Yeah.
That they paid you, you know.
I feel like there's a chance that they had to budget to be able to pay you too, so it might be indicative of somebody that's more organized and
that has a fan base or what?
Reviews.
Yeah, reviews.
It's crazy that reviews sell books like that, but I guess that's just what they are made to do anyway. So,
yeah. It's like Eminem said, your audiobook's going to suck unless it has reviews.
That's probably off the Curtain Call album, I think. Oh, and now there's a name lurking in the air that nobody wants to say. P. Diddy.
Nah, look, ain't no party like a Diddy party, though.
man.
I heard Jake Paul's are pretty good, though.
I mean,
soundproof basement at Jake Paul's. Yeah, it's for filming.
Yeah, definitely for filming.
For filming something.
I was going to say, hey, man, I need you to clear out this old folks home. There's a bunch of 60-year-old dudes I need you to go beat up for me.
Dude, all I've been seeing on Facebook is like all these memes like, oh, Jake Paul is going to fight Aragon. Like just all this like ridiculous shit. Man, I was really hoping it'd be a real boxing match, but it wasn't.
I mean, it was
a cash grab. That's really all it was.
Yeah, well, because they know if Tyson steps into the ring, it's money. Yeah, it's
well,
money for everybody.
Paul got 40 million. Tyson got 20.
I mean, that's money. He got to live his, you know, he got to get in the ring one more time and have one last hoorah.
Well, and then in the ring right after the fight, you know, in the ring, they're like, you know, so how are you doing or whatever. He's like, I'm just here to pay my bills. Like super gangster, like, I don't care. I'll do a scripted fight, whatever.
I love how, like, I feel like Jake Paul figured he would get a lot of respect for doing that fight. And he hasn't gotten any.
If anything, he has less respect in everyone's mind, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
God, Jake Paul, what a Disney star.
Yeah, let's see Floyd Mayweather go up against him or something, you know?
Yeah, well, his brother fought Floyd Mayweather. Logan did. I mean, he lost. He lost, but yeah. I think he did anyway.
You know, I never knew Mayweather and 50 Cent were friends.
Oh, yeah, they homies?
They used to be.
Used to be? Yeah. They both got a lot of money. So, I don't know. Maybe they're in that We Got a Lot of Money club. I've heard of it. Never seen it.
Hoping to get that. Hoping to get that wrong.
Yeah, one second.
Yeah. Oof. The cute little doggy in the background. Is that a he or she back there? What's her name?
Oh, this is she. That's Rhea. Yeah.
She looks sweet.
Yeah, she's a rescue, so I don't know what she is. She's a dog.
She's a dog. We'll start there.
Yeah.
Some sort of mix.
She has, like, no chance against a pit bull.
Not a lot of people do.
Nope.
I myself did not fare well against... Well, it was a German Shepherd, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, a purebred Shepherd's like... They can be like 100 muffle. They can be like 100 pounds, man.
Yeah.
Big dogs.
I mean, all you got to do is ask for a warrant, and they will stick one right on you. No charge, you know? They don't even ask for money. They'll just make it happen. It's free. So they take you to the hospital afterwards, and you have to pay the bills, you know, for that.
Oh, yeah. Sounds amazing.
It sucks. Like
great holiday, huh? Great vacation.
That's all jail is. It's a vacation for poor people.
Yeah, that's what they say. I'm just like, that's because you've never been there.
I just started referring to it as the county health club, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I was in Utah County when they filmed 60 Days In there.
Oh, for real?
Uh-huh. you know what 60 Days In?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, so, like, get in there, get into processing, get into, like, Alta, you know, and they're trying to figure out where you're going to go from there.
Yeah.
And there's, like, big old camera inside and, like, different microphones and stuff, like, mounted to the ceiling. And I'm like, ah, this wasn't here last time I was here. Like, this has got to be 60 Days In.
Did you get in on it? I mean, did you be like, hey, do you guys need a voiceover or anything?
No, I wish. I'm always like coming down off my Adderall and Klonopin and stuff when I'm in jail. And that's not fun.
Yeah, it can be hard. They're like, we're very mental health minded, but we're going to take you off all your drugs, cold turkey. You don't need those prescriptions. You just need Jesus, sweetheart.
Yeah, because like, there's only two things you can die from withdrawals of, and that's alcohol and benzos.
Benzos, yep.
Yeah.
But you know, we're just going to take you off of them. I was in county, and there was a guy that they cold turkey off benzos, and he was in the babysitting unit that they put you in for 10 days or whatever, and he straight started seizing out, and I had to freaking do CPR on him and stuff.
Was he in like the turtle suit?
He wasn't because he lied to him, and he was like, hey, no, I'm fine now, I'm good. And then he gets in. The first thing he says when he gets in is like, guys, I'm coming off of benzos, so if I stop breathing, got to do something. And so I'm like, all right.
Well, I stopped breathing, that's why.
That's fucking great. So he ended up, actually, check this out. He gave me this because I saved his ass.
Nice.
Yeah. Glows in the dark. It's pretty cool.
Nice. Glows in the dark.
Yeah.
So you can see your way in the dark.
But this is why, you know, honestly, I don't know. I feel like I kind of hope that, like, I'll just, like, wake up and go in to check my royalties. And at some point it'll be like, oh, the author sold, like, 5,000 books. Like, okay. Do you ever go look at, like, the authors that you're working for?
Not really.
No, you don't look them up on, like, Amazon and shit?
Just happy to have a job that doesn't pay. So it's like slavery, you know? I'm just happy to be a slave.
Yeah, I feel that.
That's terrible to say, but, you know, it is what it is.
Well, I took a look at this guy I was doing these three books for his series, and I know what I was, you know, asking for my books that I've written and stuff, and like, this guy's like selling books for like $20 a pop, and he's got reviews, which means he's got something moving.
Someone's, one or two people have read it, that's for sure.
At least. Yeah. This guy's got way more going than I do right now.
Yeah. I've never written a book. I've barely read any.
What is reading? I don't even know Braille.
No, when I was a kid. All right, so here's a funny true story. When I was like a little kid, you know, like sometimes you'd be driving and there's like bumps in the road, like maybe like on the freeway to keep you from going on the shoulder or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we were in like a parking garage and there's all these bumps and I'm like, are those like so blind people can drive?
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you know, just like innocent little kid brain, man.
That's awesome.
That's where my brain went. So blind people can know where they're going.
It's hilarious.
So they don't drive off the road.
Sure. It's always those like weird things that you believe when you were a kid.
Mm-hmm. Like I thought there was just a teeny tiny bit of beer in root beer. Yeah.
I've still got no idea why it's called root beer.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Makes zero sense.
Apple beer feels like it could probably have
beer. Yeah, because it's like fermented, maybe. Yeah, there's something in it. It's kind of like when you make, you know, Joe House wine.
So
put it in the toilet.
About that.
I hear it does the trick.
Pretty cool.
Never tried it, but
it's really hard because you got to keep it on somebody's person at all times, and then you're like throwing bottles in the shower and then hiding it in there, and everybody showers, and
yeah,
tricky to keep going. But
probably, and the juice is worth the squeeze, I guess.
I mean, if you've been sitting on your ass in a concrete room with 100 other dudes for 2 months, I mean. Ain't nothing better going on anyway.
Nope, no audiobooks there.
No, sir. No, sir.
No, last time I was in, they had tablets for us, and it was like $15 to buy earbuds, and they're like the worst earbuds you've ever used in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, dude.
They're awesome.
I've been down there.
So cool.
I've been down there.
And like you try and turn the volume up without the earbuds on, and it just doesn't work.
It doesn't do a damn thing. But you can get Pokemon, so.
I never got no Pokemon.
Really?
Well, I mean, I guess that you have to pay for that, huh?
Yeah, it's commissary.
Yeah, no, I didn't. Yeah, no. I spent all my commissary on food. And by food, I mean snacks. Yeah. Like the oatmeal cream pies and the fucking Nutter Butters and shit like that, you know?
It took me a minute to learn the value of spreading with the homies. So when I was getting commissary and stuff, I was like, I'm saving this for phone calls. I'm saving this for... I think I literally just bought Pokemon and played that one game the entire time I was there.
Well, I wasn't in there long enough to get cool with any of the homies. I mean, most of the time I was in my cell by myself. I didn't have a celly, so... Yeah.
Better. That's better.
It's so much better. So much better.
Okay, I think we did this one. Nice little stick and poke there. That's the worst place in the world to do that.
The wrist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like sitting there being like, ah.
So I was watching this girl that was streaming. She had a lot of tattoos, tons of them everywhere. And I was like, which one hurt the most? And she's like, my forehead. She had tattoos all on her. I'm like, God, that would hurt. That would hurt. Just straight on bone, dude. No fat there.
I don't know, though. A forehead, though? Like, you can't really feel much.
You ever had a tattoo when the, like, it hits the bone? Feels weird, man.
Great.
Yeah, you hit your sternum there. Yeah, doesn't it, like...
I don't
like them.
It felt great. I thought it was awesome. By the time you got there, I was like...
I can do, like, 4 hours, and then I'm done.
Yeah.
That's about when my, like... dopamine and endorphin rush is gone.
You're like, okay, I'm over this.
Yeah, I'm like, just hurry up, whatever you're doing, just finish it. I was streaming one day and I said some things and people watching in the comments were like, you should write that down, man, for like lyrics. So like, I only pray when I'm in jail.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a good lyric.
Yeah, this is true.
And then other ones are just way too X-rated. I'm not going to read them.
I'm not going to read them. Those are for me.
That was just it. That was it.
Oh, okay. Okay, so tell me. I have a file. Because, you know, when you're doing auditions for a thing, you have to download their little audition script or whatever it is. Right. I have one that says... sexy ASMR audition script on my computer.
Did you get that one?
Because you know, no, I didn't get that one because I didn't have the chutzpah to go in and be like, he penetrated her.
Yeah, like
softly.
And like fucking,
oh yeah.
Yeah, make all those weird sounds, yeah.
Yes.
You know those ASMR people do that shit. They're weird, man.
I don't get it. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat out
but
there.
It's like but... 99 or like 90-something percent of people love ASMR, but I'm not one of them.
Okay, but like the people that legitimately get turned on because of it, that's something else in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's like, the fuck?
How many people find ASMR arousing?
Yeah.
Google, how about you tell me that? Oh, 100 people. 100% of people. No, it's 5% of people.
100% of people.
5%.
You're all liars.
Yeah, we're all lying right now. 5% of people report experience sexual arousal from ASMR videos.
That's crazy.
Well, man, blah, 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 blah. Yep. That's weird.
Yeah, it's hella weird. Hold on. Okay, hold on a second. Let's see.
But it feels good.
Let's see what we got here. Okay. Now, I'm only going to use a snapshot of this because I can only, for copyright reasons. But imagine slipping on your headphones, pressing play, and feeling an instant tingle as sultry, provocative words caress your ears, wrapping you in a world of pleasure and excitement that you didn't know was possible. It's like this is
Someone needs to get laid.
passionate whispers, intimate
Whoever wrote all
murmurs.
that needs to get laid. That's what my, is.
Right?
No. Dude, I have so many of those audition scripts on here.
Like a slow burn that builds up and leaves you breathless.
This one's
Are
called
you talking?
Pretty Bloody Doll. Like, what the f Blood spurs on my face as I hit her with a baseball bat. This bimbo bitch lying on the floor thought she can take what belongs to me. When I saw him with her, taking her home to his bed, I knew exactly what I needed to do. He is mine, and mine only. What sick fucking mind wrote that shit?
Where did we? How did we? There's so much jumping around going on there. You know what I mean? Like,
And that's just the prologue.
it's like you needed your mother around when you were younger.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Not your uncle. Your uncle was around way too much.
Around behind you way too much.
Yep.
I feel like I hate these ones that are you said it earlier and it totally reminded me of it, but that one where they have you submit an audition but it's 20 minutes long.
It's like their whole book, yeah. No,
Yeah.
I hate that.
You're like,
I
are
hate
you just
that.
trying to use somebody to like get the recording so you can just
Oh
like
yeah,
submit it?
100%. That's how I feel too. Like, especially when it's like a 30-minute book and it's like a 25-minute audition.
Dude. Yeah. You're like, do you want me to throw some credits on that for you? Shit.
Yeah.
I get worried about that sometimes.
I do a little bit too, but what are you gonna do?
I don't know. I feel like when you're
Approach.
starting out, you're trying to get a portfolio built.
Yeah, 100%.
It's like being the kid that needs his V card taken. So you will take whatever
Oh yeah.
loose bitch is coming your way.
Yeah, I mean, crabs or not, it's fine.
Yeah. I don't even care. Is that a V? Okay, cool. I'm good. Let's do this.
Is that a V? I'm gonna put my P in it. Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Is there pay? No? Cool. I want to do something with my voice. Okay, let's do this. We should like a later episode of this, we should totally do like exhibit some accents or something, flex a little.
Something, yeah. But like I said, my legs are strong, my arms aren't, so if we're gonna flex, I'm trying to flex my legs.
Well, you're wearing the short shorts, right?
Not tonight, no. That's tomorrow night.
Okay. I'll buy you a pair and ship them down there or something. The flamingos on it. I
Oh
love
yeah, those are the good ones. Yeah, they hug the curves in all the right places.
It's that Italian silk. It's just, ooh.
I'm just looking like now you've got me looking at I'm looking at all the PDFs I've got downloaded for auditions, and I'm just like, man,
Yeah, how many auditions did you say you did?
I did like 62 before I got one job.
60 fucking two.
Yeah. And then the first time I put it on Facebook that I got one, everyone and their dog was like, "Oh, I want to do audiobooks. That sounds awesome." I'm like, "Okay, I will give you all the tools you need and I'll tell you what I do." But like, it's not easy. Like, I'll tell you what I use is recording software, yada yada, whatever. But like, no, like, you're gonna give up after like five no's, I bet you.
Yeah.
And they all do.
It's a cutthroat biz, dude. What do you use recording software wise anyway?
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk. That's a classic.
Mm. That Cakewalk classic. By Bandlamp.
Ooh, yeah.
I like Audacity, but you know, it's like once you get used to something, you get used to something.
This is true. You know what you like, and you like what you know. While we're talking about DAWs, I just want to complain about waveform and traction. It's they brag that it's like intuitive, but it's such a pain in the fucking ass.
I've never used it.
Ugh. I mean, if you don't know any better, and if you've never had any better, go for it. But it's a good one to leave in the rearview mirror, in my opinion.
Yeah, no. I mean, as far as free ones, Audacity, Cakewalk, that's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cakewalk's really high recommendations, from what I've seen.
There's a lot of stuff you can do. That's nice.
I'm kind of spoiled a little bit, I think, because I'm used to using, like, professional shit.
Like Ableton or Pro Tools or...
Ableton for me is such low grade. Like,
oh, really?
I'm talking like Logic Pro, Presonus Pro Elite, Adobe Premiere. That's the stuff I'm used to working with. And because I did a lot of stuff with live shows and recording artists in the studio and stuff before I started really getting into producing my voice on my own. And I had access to really expensive equipment. So then when I kicked out and it was like, oh, you got to go buy this stuff now. I was like, oh, yeah. I hate this.
Yeah, my mixer that I use. Are you using like an XLR mic or USB?
XLR all the way.
Yeah, same.
All the way. I got another one up in there. I got a Bluebird that just is way too sensitive for all that stuff.
Yeah, no, my mixer was like $700 and it's like, it's way overkill for this. I could just have like a Focusrite, you know, but
Focusrite's so good.
Yeah, they're good. They're good. They're really good. But I bought it. I bought this when I was recording live bands. So I had to have like at least like four spots for the drummer.
You know? That's a small set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. At least four.
Yeah. Kick in, kick out, snare top, snare bottom, low tom, rack tom, high tom. Two condensers. Do you still have your drum set?
I have everything but the kick drum. Sold that. It's kind of a very key part of a drum set.
Very central.
I
mean, I'm curious as to how one ends up selling only the kick drum.
No, I just had people coming over to buy stuff, and all he wanted to buy was the kick drum. Okay, sure.
Yeah, money talks.
Gave me $100, so whatever.
Well, that ain't bad. So what's the mixer that you've got right now, then?
It's an Allen & Heath.
Ooh.
Z6014FX. Yeah.
All right.
I like
Let's
it.
See. Allen & Heath is good stuff.
Yeah, this is like their low end. Definitely their low end of stuff, but it's still their stuff, you know.
So it was a Z14?
Yeah. I think maybe
it was a 16 channel.
Yeah, I think it was like maybe like 650 last time I checked.
Yeah, it looks like it's just about that. Did you get the long square one or you got the skinny?
No, I got a big old rectangle.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big one.
That's cool. That's rad.
Well, I got used to working with Allen & Heath mixers, so.
Yeah.
It's just like an operating system, software, or whatever. Like, if you're used to using iPhones or Android, you know.
No, it totally is.
And. My eyeballs are like almost floating.
What'd you eat?
No, they're almost floating because well, I wish it was that case. No, I need to use the little man's room.
Cool. Yeah. Well, I think as far as first forays go, we're at about 35 minutes, so. I mean, I'm good if you're good.
Yeah, sure, man. Yeah. It's cool. We'll have to do a lot. We'll have to do more. If you upload it somewhere, let me know where it is.
I will talk to you before I upload things.
Okay.
And
that works too.
I'm thinking probably half hour or an hour every week would be really cool for this.
For sure.
Then we can just sit down, talk
sit
about
down
business.
And talk.
Hey,
two voices, one mic.
Yeah, absolutely. Two voices, one mic. Hit it, baby.
One mic, two voices.
All right, man. Have fun. And thank you for everybody else that's listening to Two Voices, One Mic. I'm Tyler Kelly. That was Matt Ward. And we will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.